Warner has introduced a bill that would offer tax credits and grants to retailers willing to open stores and offer delivery services in places like Northwest and Southeast Roanoke City, where access to fresh, healthy produce is either non-existent or priced too high for low-income residents. Roanoke City Councilmember Anita Price was present at Feeding America Southwest Virginia yesterday for that discussion, saying what she's seen in small food desert convenience stores is appalling.
A dozen eggs for $2.50. An apple for over a buck. And if that's all you've ever grown up with, and if you're not exposed to anything else, then you don't know what you're missing.
Price says there are many missing pieces, reasons larger grocers have never been or have moved away from lower-income neighborhoods. Warner's bill is up for consideration next month.
This access to food, healthy food, is a regional, statewide, and national issue. I'm hopeful that Congress will actually get its act together and take up my bipartisan legislation that would be a step forward.
Food Lion, Kroger, Carillion, and state officials are among the other parties that also took part in that discussion at Feeding America yesterday. Gene Marano, WFIR News.